Song cửa nhìn mây nước ngoài xa, nghe tiếng người trước ngõ ngỡ chàng về thăm ta. Nhưng đường phố vắng tanh, ta thở dài một mình, buông rèm ngồi thơ thẩn, ôi chân mềm lặng thinh.
Normally we were all like to go sit in that corner. We could get some trees here. Had to have some good taste, you know. The chair was so big, and also when they put it on the second floor, and it's so heavy, maybe the floor gets trouble. And that big chair that they put now in the gallery for me to sit on, it was in my upper living room. Imagine, the house is so small. My living room is about like this, and the sofa is like this. When you walk in, it's only sofa. Sofa, only the sofa, nothing else. Oh, my God, don't even know the sense of matching, huh? She likes everything big. Actually, I don't really like anything big. I like the big ocean, the big mountain, yes. But nothing, everything else is enough, you have to be proportionate, that's what it is, yes. And my upstairs living room is just necessary, only a very small, you know, sofa, very small, and arm and the person should be this thin only, you know, a little bit like that, but not the armchair, the arms on both sides like this and like that, you know, and behind the back is also like this thick, nah? And when I sit there, I'm already small. I sit in that big chair, I feel even tinier, oh my God. If it is just a little bit bigger, then you won't find me. I blend in, you know, swallow up by the sofa. But this is nothing new, nothing new. They do that all the time, everywhere. When I was in California, you know, I had a little mountain. I bought a mountain. There's nothing up there, just some water. There's a water well, that's it. You know, nothing. No electricity, of course. So every night we had a fire to cook, yeah, and we borrowed a couple of trailers, old ones, used ones, a few thousand each, borrowed up so we could live there, cook and shelter when it rained, or otherwise we eat outside, you know, because the mountain has a lot of dry wood, yeah, falling everywhere, so we borrow the wood and we make a fire in the middle and cook every day. And then later they feel sorry that I live in the old second-hand trailer. So they nailed a wooden house for me, a little bit bigger wooden house. It was about maybe 3x3, something like that. And they bought king-size bed and put it inside there. Oh, I could not believe it. The king-size bed is for the king, no? Okay, if they really wanted to exaggerate, they could buy a queen-size bed. No, king-size bed, put in that little wood, do-it-yourself house, you know, with a tiny window, a little creaky door, and a king-size luxury bed with curve in the bedhead, everything. The mattresses was as thick as my size, as thick as my height, you know. You open the door, you jump right in the bed. No, not jumping, climbing. The bed is already high, king size, you know? Elaborated everything. And the mattress, double mattresses. One was down already. I don't know why they have double mattresses. I don't know. Really, I don't know. But they were double mattresses, you know, some beds are like that. The bed was already very high, okay? I don't know whom it was made for, what kind of king, I don't know, but very high. And then the mattress was this big. No, American's comfort, you know? And then another mattress on top of it. And the house is 3x2 or 2x4, whatever that is, you know, very small. Like those ready-made wood and storerooms. Mm-hmm. You know? But this one, they do it yourself. And the mountain is not flat, you know? Mm-hmm. On top, you just happen to find just a little clearance somewhere, and then you put a house there. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to go up to the house already because the land is not flat, mm-hmm. you know? You have to try to climb somehow to come up. And then as soon as you open the door, oh, it almost hit you back down to the mountain again. The door opens outward, you know? You open it and you, oh my God! You have to grab something or you fall down. Backward, you know, rolling down. Yeah, so I told them, no need to wait for me in the car. I just rolled down myself. Yeah, that was a very peculiar mountain because the way you go up just like that, really 90 degrees. Yeah. So they bought me a Bronco with a lot of bullet holes all over the car. Bullet holes in it. My God, I'm already scared that they're to be noticed. A Bronco, so big. I'm not exaggerating. At least 2 dozen bullet holes in the whole car. I don't know what they use that car for, like target shooting or something. Or maybe they have been, you know, doing things for each other out in the field somewhere. And I told them, but why did you have to buy cars with bullet holes? And my attendant, she told me, it's the cheapest we can get. Almost immediately available, master. My God. When I sit in that car, I put my head down very low, hiding behind the chair, you know? I was worried the police would stop us or see my face. And then I take a picture or something just for the story to later use in case, you know, for reference in the future. The woman with the hat and umbrella and a lot of bullet holes in the car. But that car was very strong, can go straight up. Oh, really, you have to go. Just now, thinking about that, I'm too scared. It's very straight, yeah, like this. I'm not joking. San Jose, the mountain. Huh? I sold it already, of course. And we still came up and down every day. Yeah. Funny, you know. And we wanted to make a road. Huh? Mm-hmm. The asphalt road is easier to go up than just dirt and straight 90 degrees like that. Oh, at least 40, 45. Oh, terrible. American cars are very strong, you know, they're Jeep or Bronco, Bronky, whatever, to go up. So later on, we just me and some attendants, you know, some male, female, we bought cement and we hired those cars that mix cement and pour it down on the street together. So we make a kind of cemented road to go down. It's easier to grip to go up. Then I was not that scared anymore, but before it was just like the movies, you know, woo! No, don't worry, mother. I got it, mother. Every day. No, don't worry, mother. And the wheels keep rolling on. Don't worry, I got it. Go back to the boom. I told him, don't talk to me, just drive. I'm not worried, I'm dead already. You know, because just one row up and so deep, really. If anybody knows about it or not, Juan knows? No, nobody knows. Nobody at that time. Yeah, but you can ask later, earlier on. That could legally go to America with me. I don't remember many more. Yeah. And where was I? The Bronco. He's trying very hard. But with so many bullets in his body, I think he really did well. It rolled and and then finally, zoop! Oh my God. Every time, every day, and he kept telling me, don't worry, man, I got it. The road was already so stiff and so small. If one mistake, he will roll over to either side. And he keep talking to me, don't worry, master. Nothing wrong. That kind of situation. And breaking, and now he say gassing, and breaking, gassing, and still manage to talk. Always telling me, don't worry, master, I got it. I said, just run it. Don't talk, I'm not worried, I'm dead already. Every day. Oh, my God. And there was some guy who wanted to visit me at that time. He couldn't make it. His car couldn't make it. He had a Jaguar, man. It couldn't go up. Animal, Jaguar, but could not go up. So he left the car down there and walked every day up. Oh, man. Talking about sincerity. Yeah. Oh, and the guy would suit businessman, you know. Black suit, black tie, shiny shoes, everything. By the time he climbed that dirt road, 45 degrees or 50 degrees to my house, he completely changed color. like those lizards, you know, that change color to suit the environment. Oh, he's completely blending. You couldn't recognize him anymore when he's up. The color changed completely to the dirt color. It's like magic, no? I asked, since when did you learn the art of of camouflage with the environment? Yeah, poor guy. And not only that, we have mosquito, by the way. Just because you climb in doesn't mean that the mosquito just stand by and say, hold on, go. The mosquito is lazy to fly because it's too high. He hikes on your skin. You're driving or not, he just, takes a ride with you, free. Yeah, and then it comes up, a lot of pickles. Also same color as dirt. You don't know it's a mosquito bite. It's not red, it's all brown. Oh, man. Why did I tell you about this thing? And in that kind of situation, they still could manage to bring the king-size bed into that little wooden hut. I really have no idea how. Yeah, put it inside even, despite the door is that big. They took it all into pieces, went inside. They couldn't even stand inside to fix it. They stood outside through the window, through the door to fix it, and climb under the bed to fix it for below, you know, fix the nails. Yeah. And two mattresses. Oh, my God. By the time I climbed the mountain, climbed to my house, I saw the bed, I didn't want to go in there. I don't want to climb another mountain, you know. Oh, but that's what they do. You always ask them, why you did this? They say, I love master, that's why. See what I mean? Always love and then do all kinds of things. Because of master. Love, but don't have to have a big bed like that. Just to show their love is big or something. I know why they have such a big bed in that small house. Because once I came inside, I probably crawled to the other side, the wall corner. Like that, I'm safe, they thought, you know? Because if it's the small bed, then maybe I even rolled off the bed and I rolled down the hill. But if it's a big bed, then I probably had time to grab the pole or something, or the pillow, you know, hold on to it. And call for help, yeah? There used to be a little tree house also for the children of the neighbor. They used to go up and play next to it. So I said, well, I'd rather go to that tree house. Because at least I know it's a tree house. And it's smaller, you know? And I would be safer in there than just rolling on that bed and might be able to even roll down the hill. Incredible.
Ôi ngày tháng ban son, xin trở lại một lần, bây giờ và mãi mãi, cho đôi hồn hân hoan. Ngày mưa hội tương phùng, bên nhau đời lại tươi, chẳng sao rồi lại
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.